Matthew chapter 10. Jesus called the 12 disciples together, and he gave them power to drive out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and sickness. Now, we've mentioned before that evil spirits and demons was how, in those days, people described illnesses like mental illness that they couldn't understand. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First of all, Simon, called Peter. So Peter always tends to come up the first. And he was kind of the leader of the pack, and yet he was so weak. And yet, you've got to love him, because although he was weak, he really did love the Lord. So, first was Simon Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and his brother John, son of Zebedee, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, who was a tax collector. Don't forget, this is Matthew writing the gospel, so he's saying, yep, that's the sort of guy I was. Always admitting humility and admitting our own weakness when we're preaching. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. So the 12 were sent out by the Lord Jesus, and they were instructed, do not go to any of the Gentile towns or any Samaritan towns. Rather, you are to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, resurrect the dead, heal those who suffer from leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Now that's really important. We've been freely given the gospel, and we should freely give it. Not trying to make money out of it and not keeping on about money, but telling people the gospel. Carry neither gold nor silver or even copper money in your pockets. Don't carry a bag for the journey or an extra shirt or shoes or a staff, because the laborer is worthy of his hire. When you come to any town or village, go in and search for somebody who will welcome you and remain in their house until you leave. When you go into a house, you are to say, peace to this house. If the people in the house welcome you, let your greeting of peace remain. But if they don't welcome you, then retract your blessing. And if some house or some town won't welcome you or listen to you, then shake off the dust of your feet against that place. Truly, I say unto you that on the day of judgment, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah will have more mercy than the people of that town. So it shows then that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are going to be resurrected, and they're going to be judged, and many of them are going to be condemned. And also, the people who lived in some village where the disciples walked in first century Palestine, and the people said, oh no, get out of here, you're with that Jesus guy, we don't want your message. All these people are going to be resurrected and judged, and there will be different degrees of judgment. So, it just shows that all our actions today, God is going to take into account on the day of judgment. Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. You must be wise and cunning as snakes, but gentle like doves. Be careful, for there will be men who will arrest you and take you to court, and they will lash you in the synagogues. For my sake, you will be brought to trial before kings and rulers, so that you might tell the gospel to them and to all the Gentiles. So when they bring you to trial, don't worry about what you're going to say or how you're going to say it, because when the time comes, I will give you what you shall say. And therefore the words which you're going to speak will not be your words, but will come through the Spirit of my Father speaking in you. Men will betray their own brothers to death, and fathers will betray their children. Children will betray their parents and have them put to death. And all men will hate you for my sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. When you're persecuted in one town, flee to the next. So I think he's saying, don't die the death of a martyr. Use your life to spread the gospel. Truly I say unto you that you will not have gone over the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No student is greater than his teacher. A slave cannot be greater than his master. And so a student or a disciple should be satisfied to become like his teacher and a slave like his master. And if the head of the household is called Beelzebub, that's what they call Jesus, then the members of his house are going to be called even worse names. So do not fear men. That's absolutely true. Don't fear men. All that is now covered is going to be revealed, and every secret thing is going to be made known. What I'm telling you in darkness, you are to tell and repeat in the light, and what you've heard in private places, you are to announce from the top of the houses. Fear not those who kill the body but can't kill the soul. Rather, fear God, who can destroy both body and soul. For only one penny you can buy two sparrows, yet not one sparrow falls to the earth without your Father. As for you, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So fear not, you are worth much more than many sparrows. If anyone openly declares that he is mine, I will also do the same for him before my Father in heaven. But whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, I will be ashamed of him before my Father in heaven. So it's really important that we are unashamed in standing up for Jesus. And that's very difficult, I think, the younger we are. It's difficult because we're very aware of other people and we want the group we're in, be it school, be it workplace, we want them to think well of us. And of course, if you really preach Jesus Christ, you will not be thought well of. Do not think that I've come to bring peace upon the earth. No, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I came to set sons against daughters and daughters against mothers, daughters-in-law against mothers-in-law, and a man's worst enemies shall be they of his own house. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy to be my disciple, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy to be my disciple. Whoever will not take up his cross and follow in my steps is not fit to be a disciple. Whoever tries to win his own life is going to lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will gain it. He who welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever receives me doesn't just receive me, but also receives the one who sent me. That's God. Whoever welcomes the messengers of God, for the sake of the fact that he's representing God, will share in his reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will share in his reward. You can be certain that whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of the least of these my brethren, because he is a follower and disciple of mine, he will absolutely certainly be rewarded. So, every cup of cold water, as we know from the Lord's other parable, is going to be rewarded. But he's going to say to the righteous, well done, when I was thirsty, you gave me a cup of water. And they're going to say at the day of judgment, no, we didn't do that. So these good deeds that he's talking about are going to need to be done in such a way that we don't remember them. It's to just be part of our life, part of our being, that we don't remember them, and that we don't let our left hand know what our right hand is doing.